And attendance, we have everyone's here except for Mary Worrell, who is excused, taking care of her mom.
How's your mom?
She cracked her spine, just by the back of her neck when she fell, so she's not in the kid seat. Yeah, she's ended up having probably going to go in one of the places for rehabilitation. She'll probably do 2 months at least. All right, well, I call the meeting in order. We took the attendance more or less. And I do a motion to approve the minutes. So moved.
Second.
Lopez, and seconded by Tony. All those in favor?
Aye.
When was that? That was the 2010 one. I mean, July 10th, 2017. We have one for July 18th, but we never approved that one.
That was your special meeting.
Okay. Special meeting, yes. All right, so I entertain a motion to approve the minutes for July 18th, 2017. So moved. And seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty, you guys are up.
Well, first of all, we good news that our enrollment is solid for the summer year. We surpassed our budget, so we're looking forward to keep that trend going. Our applications are up 16%, which is, you know, we have to turn those to registration, but the applications, I believe it's a new initiative for going after this adult market. So we actually got money from SUNY, the system, to do a marketing campaign. And I think it might pay off to have that many new possible students. And it's just remarkable, so we're holding our breath.
Yeah, well, we see the tuition free thing going.
You know, it came as I thought. We really wouldn't get much new students compared to that. Because most of our students really qualified because of the Pell, because of the TAP. They really, 70% really end up being, you know, they pay their books and fees and stuff, but the tuition really had never been like a big stumble as well. So, enrollment looking good, applications looking good. We got a couple, we're going to finish the capital project, the Piper Lab for Technology. That'll be done in 22nd.
The contracts that specify the being for 22nd, the contractor is saying they can have it done on or around the 15th. That will give us just enough time to get the furniture in, get the computers back in, rebook it, everything, and get them up so that we can start classes on the 28th.
Some of these, right?
Other complications. I mean, all the complications related to the fact that there's a lot of asbestos there, so we got to be careful. It's not just stirring the material. So right now, it looks like we can just make the 28th start date.
Any questions? All right, we do have a resolution for you guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that would be 318. Oh, that is the Department of Social Services. That's the, I forget what they used to call it.
It's called RISE.
RISE, right. Yeah, I remember that we had a problem with that. I can't remember when that was. Maybe, I think it was maybe six or eight years ago. What happened was the Social Services began to cut it off because they said there wasn't, it was the way the, the way the tracking was done and the way the success was supposedly tracked. And we, I know it took a little bit and we straightened it out, so there haven't had any problems since then, so it seems like it's keeps on rolling.
What we negotiated with the county is to reconfigure that position. Before, it was really focusing on displaced moms that were on welfare.
Right.
Now we're going to reach out to the disadvantaged youth that are in high school. So we're going to start recruiting juniors and seniors, doing some prep work, ensuring them that they have the capabilities of going to something else.
So what happened to the displaced moms?
We were down to three last year, and we had a full-time counselor working with three students, and it's just...
So are they still going after them, and then plus the other?
Yes, and plus. But we were confined before. We only had that market. So now we opened it up, so now we can go after an audience that we really never had the opportunity to do before. So it's a much better process.
Yeah, I can push that. This passed through my Public Health Social Services Committee as well, and I was hoping Tank Farnell would be there that night. He wasn't, but maybe he'd be here tonight. So maybe you could answer my question. It says qualifies for certain public assistant benefits. What benefits are those? Do you know what the certain ones are, the particular ones are?
I know if they have to qualify for some type of welfare.
Right.
I don't know specifically.
So whether it's like parent or...
Reduce the low, reduce lunch, and usually the kids that go out for economically disadvantaged. That would be the target. But specifically services, what they're trying to do is to encourage them to go off to college so that they don't break the cycle.
Well, I don't know if they changed it, but it used to be meant for, actually, like as you pointed out, for single mothers that were actually on welfare to get them, in other words, the target was to move them, to get them an education and get them off welfare. That was one of the problems with the tracking of it, because what they did was they tracked it, and somebody, the woman was doing very well in college for a couple of years, but then all of a sudden they said that, well, she's not off welfare. Well, no kidding, she's not off welfare, she's doing college. But then when she got out of college, she got, then she went off welfare. And in fact, that was the case for virtually every one of them. Once they finished school, they were off and they had good jobs and, decent jobs. I mean, that paid enough to be off. So now it's probably kind of going after still them, but then others that are maybe their parents are on welfare and they're there.
And I think that the challenge they were facing back then was they didn't want to make a 2-year commitment to these students. They wanted 6 months. They wanted 3 months to get them some kind of training and get them to work. Coming year is going to take 2 years. So that was a big rub. So they weren't referring the number of clients because they were measured on the success that they had with their clients to get them out off welfare. Making a 2-year commitment, so we got no referrals from them. We got 3 referrals for that very, very, very reason.
Education takes a while.
I know.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to even do in 2 years, but we did support them. Originally, when it first started, they were having 60, people in the program. It was going really well. But then when they backed off the requirements, and now we can't, they're holding you accountable for 6 months and 3 months. What are you doing then? They wanted to speed it up. It doesn't work well.
Right, and most of those people needed more than just learning how to use Word.
Exactly. You're not going to change your career in just 3 months.
The idea was to actually change the career, the original, and then, they backed off it. So now you're going at which will be long-term.
It'll be long-term, yes. But we're not looking for the referrals from that agency anymore, which is the thing that's going to help us out the most. So we're going to be able to recruit our own students.
What do they gain? In other words, what are you gaining out of it then?
A couple things is that, first of all, we're going to be able to take students who would have not come here, give them some skills so that they don't come into remediation. So we work with them for the junior and senior year and enrollment. But really, that's the most important thing.
All right, well, entertain a motion to accept Resolution 318. All right, by Lopez.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Bonnie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I realize the discussion is over. Just one more question. Are there sort of more general statistics about carbon in the society?
There's been a lot of research in this, and there's a lot of other programs. I don't believe anybody in our area has tried this.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need some information on it.
Mm. I'd like to see the restaurant. I'm sure we can help do that. I'm just curious.
There's many different names for them than others. I think it was a spin-off from, it was like an upward bound program that would work, but very similar with you.
Mm-hmm.
They bring them on campus and they would do special activities with them and they would do mentoring and they'd have them in the summertime. By the time they got here, they even had a couple classes. So mm-hmm. the success rate in those for graduating from high school and from the college was just, you know, something like 80-90% of people were in where it was being successful.
I wanted to mention that the Kingston Library has a program from Bard College that I brought from Bard College called the Clinton Managers course. It's a 6-credit free program for low income people that is now 7 years at the Kingston Library. And maybe go to put you in touch with the people who are in that program because they might want to continue their studies and they bring these 6 credits with them, but they may not have access to other higher education. So it's a good way.
That was at the Kingston Library?
Kingston Library. I'll put you in touch with Margie, the librarian, and she can share information about this program because you're talking about your career. That's a good group of people to reach out to. They're all single moms.
And I actually was down there visiting with her about a year ago
mm-hmm.
in the library, and she was telling me about that program.
Mm-hmm.
That Bard was, they gave them free space. That was the upstairs
right.
that they had just remodeled.
Right. That was me. I brought that to them. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So it would be nice to see them be able to continue after they get 6 credits. They might not have anywhere else to go if they're still living in difficult circumstances.
And with the Kingston location, that could be an easy walk. But you know,
okay, I'll
make that for you.
Okay, good.
All right, we also have a resolution 324 confirming appointment of a member to the Elsworth County Youth Board.
I'll move it.
All righty. Seconded?
Second.
All righty, and it is Emery Appa, I believe, is for the reappointment.
I'll do that right now. Sure. Thank you.
Do you know her?
I'm sorry. I actually do know her. She lives in my district.
It's a reappointment? It's a reappointment? Is that what
she was a previous member?
Yeah.
I believe she lives in my district.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
That doesn't pose any kind of trouble for
her. No. No, she has an MA in counseling, so she certainly seems like she's qualified.
Yeah.
Alrighty, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, do we have any old business we want to talk about? Anything? I don't think so. We do have the bus.
Actually,
one of the best advertising that we put in is passed the committee last week, so that'll probably be up. So just, I think we'll be brought up once a year because the college actually started using one of the buses and they advertise on it. So hopefully we'll see more of that. And I'm going to probably have a conversation with Mike Hine if he doesn't throw me out of his office. Just kidding, he actually asked me to call him someone about that. Because I really think, you know, if you remember when we had the, when they showed, I don't know if you were here, when the Ellenville High School came and they showed us you know, some of the things they did for advertising against drug abuse and things like that, and they had posters, and I mean, I was really impressed by some of them. Yeah. And I really like to see that happening. In other words, maybe maybe we might even consider that discussion here at some point on maybe, since it is the Education Committee, on how we may want to reach out to the schools to get, you know, for advertising on those buses. In other words, it might be a really neat, I mean, I think that would be a really neat thing for a high school student or even a college student to be able to,
right?
You know, compete and actually get picked as somebody that's going to go. I think that would be wonderful.
Good on the resume.
What's that?
It would look good on the resume.
Without a doubt. It would look good on their resume. But all right, so anyway, that's that. Any new business? Well, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourn.